USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The mayor of London is crediting quick action by his city's police for keeping injuries to a minimum when a man drove his car into security barriers and a crowd of pedestrians outside London's Parliament building early today. It did injure three people, but they've since been released from hospitals.
I'm reassured that our police acted speedily and bravely, but also I've been reassured that the police have done all that they can do in relation to this man, but also are doing various things during the course of the day to make sure we're as safe as we can be.
Mayor Sadiq Khan saying the man in his 20s who's now in custody is not being cooperative with investigators. All four West Virginia State Supreme Court judges are being impeached amid charges of abusing their authority. They allegedly failed to control expenses and gave the green light to over $1 million in renovations for their individual offices. This is USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
President Trump calling former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman a dog. In a tweet this morning, the president says, quote, "When you give a crazed, crying lowlife a break and give her a job at the White House, I guess it just doesn't work out." Trump then credited the chief of staff, General John Kelly, for quickly firing that dog, in Trump's words. Authorities in Utah now say the pilot at the controls of a plane that crashed into a home in Payson early yesterday was the home's owner, and that he crashed into the home on purpose after a domestic incident.
We have the destruction of property, and we have one male deceased, but it could have been so much worse.
That Payson police spokeswoman saying Dwayne Ude's wife and a child were in the home before the crash, but luckily weren't injured. She says Ude took the plane and crashed it into the home a few hours after he'd been arrested on domestic violence charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Tributes to Aretha Franklin continue to pour in after it was confirmed yesterday the Detroit native Queen of Soul is gravely ill and is in hospice care at her home. Fans from around the world have taken to social media to pray for Franklin and to post memories. Last night at Ford Field in Detroit, Beyonce and Jay-Z dedicated their concert to Franklin, thanking her for her beautiful music. And now members of Franklin's church are planning a vigil to pray for her. It'll be held tomorrow morning at Detroit's new Bethel Baptist Church. A manager of a Staples store fired after offending a pregnant shopper. As we hear from USA's Rick Vinson.
I'm not shoplifting, I'm pregnant. Cheryl Bates, who is 34 weeks pregnant with twins, says she was shopping in a Staples in North Carolina when the manager called police thinking she was stuffing school supplies under her shirt.
I stepped aside from my transaction to speak with him, and he asked what was under my shirt.
The manager has been fired, Staples officials saying he didn't follow correct protocol.
And Family Guy and The Simpsons are heading to the big screen. Two separate films, apparently, as reports are Fox is working on films for both of those long-running animated sitcoms. The one for The Simpsons will be a sequel to The Simpsons movie, which came out in 2007. Release dates for The Simpsons and Family Guy films have not been revealed yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.